You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle.
Hello, my sexy friends. Welcome to episode 3 of the Health Smut Podcast. Today, we're tackling all or nothing mindset, what it is, and how it's derailing you on your mission to lead a healthier life. Let's talk about this all or nothing mindset. Most of us are stuck in it, but we might not really know what it is, how it's showing up, and how to get the fuck out of it. So all or nothing mindset is typically, are typically thoughts like, I shouldn't be eating this, but it's got so many calories. I've been so good on my diet lately. I'll get back on track Monday. I don't have time for my workout today, so I'm just not going to do it. Oh, I've missed a few workouts, so I'll try and figure it out next month. I'm just not even going to worry about it. Or I've been so good hitting every single workout this month. Right? It's this idea that we are all in or we're just not doing shit, right? This can show up in our gigs as well, our work life, that idea of, well, I haven't sold any dances tonight, so it's just not a good night. I'm not going to make any money. Or I've been doing so good tonight. Yes, it's my night. I'm on top of the world. I'm making money like crazy. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep hustling. I'm going to go, 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 go. Or maybe you haven't been getting the gigs that you've been wanting, so you feel like, why am I even still doing this? Why am I even still performing? Like, I never get booked. I should be done. Or on the other flip, on the flip side of that, it's people are emailing you to do shows and you say yes to everything, right? You're all in. Yes, I'll do the show. Yes, I'll do the show. Yes, I'll do the show, until your calendar is so overloaded that you will burn out. All right, so that's our all or nothing mindset. We're either 100% all in or we're giving nothing at all. The problem with all or nothing mindset is that it leaves us on two ends of a coin, right? On these two flip sides, but we don't consider the middle. Or let's think about a teeter-totter, right? We're thinking about a teeter-totter. You're on one end or you're on the other, right? So you're either the person that's up in the sky, on top of the world, everything's going your way, or you're down on the bottom on the ground and you're not having any fun, right? Like, you're just stuck on the bottom by the dirt, your buddy's up there, everything looks great, and you're down here, it sucks. We want to get to that point on that teeter-totter, that middle ground, right, where you're balanced evenly across. That's no fun either if you're on a teeter-totter, really, because the up and down is the fun part. But we're thinking about life here. We want to find that middle ground, that instead of thinking, I don't have time for my workout, so I'm just not going to do it, scratch it, you think, what do I have time for? Do I have time to go for a walk? Do I have time to just do half of my workout? Can I get in a few squat sets and a few push-ups? Also, I apologize, my cat is whimpering in the background like the high maintenance cat he is. There he is. I apologize, that might just be stuck in the background. All right, so this all or nothing mindset, it derails us from making progress. The minute we fall off the proverbial wagon, the minute we get stuck on the bottom end of that teeter-totter, we check out. We just decide we are done. It doesn't matter anymore. And this constant back and forth of this teeter-totter mentality, of this all or nothing mindset, it keeps us from inching forward in our goals. And that's the idea. The idea is that we build habits that are sustainable and allow us to just move the dial forward a little bit each time. We're not looking to move mountains with every workout. We're not looking to move mountains with each meal. The goal is to do something that just feels sustainable for forever, that you know, okay, I could do this again tomorrow. I am not worthless if I don't finish this. I am not worthless if I eat pizza. I am not worthless if I miss a workout. Right, so this all or nothing mindset really screws us over. The goal, like I said before, the goal is that sort of middle ground. And another way to think about this is having a growth mindset. So a growth mindset challenges that perception. That growth mindset, when you aren't making dances, right? You aren't selling dances. Growth mindset says, what could I be doing differently? What different line could I use when I approach someone? What energy am I radiating now that maybe I need to get into check? What can I learn from this situation in order to do better next time? Growth mindset challenges us to do better. All or nothing mindset, that fixed mindset says, well, it sucks. It's a shitty night. I'm just going home. Right? We fuck it up for ourselves. So our goal is to move from the bottom of the teeter-totter, not all the way to the top, but somewhere in the middle, somewhere sustainable, somewhere where you could go a little up or a little down, but you're always going to have that even keel. So in terms of your workouts, same idea, growth mindset is instead of thinking, well, I don't have a full hour to get to the gym today, so fuck it, I just won't do my workout. It's what do I have time for? I suppose I could go for a walk. That would get me moving. Well, you know, I could go into the gym and just do the first half of my workout. Or, you know, I have a kettlebell at home. I could do a few swings. Or I haven't stretched in a while. Why don't I take some time to work on my splits? That idea of what is something useful that I could do? What is an opportunity? In what ways can I continue to show up even if it's not at the intensity level that I feel I should be showing up? When it comes to your diet, it's that same sort of idea that I'm never going to eat pizza again. I can't do it. I have to stop eating pizza. Pizza is why I'm getting fat. Or I have to be really strict. I need to be really good Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday, I'm going to be great. I will eat my salads. I'll have my steamed veggies. It's grilled chicken. And then we decide to reward ourselves on the weekend. So that's that on or off as well, right? The bottom of the teeter-totter here is the going off the rails on the weekend. The top is when we feel on top of the world because we have been really great with our diet. We've been in our calories. We've been on our macros. We've been super strict about everything we've been eating. We've really been keeping to a diet. And then we tell ourselves, I've been so good this week that on Saturday I can eat whatever I want. And that eating ends up in overindulgence. And overindulgence comes with guilt. That guilt forces us back into that restrictive dieting cycle Monday through Friday. Right? So we go from the bottom of the teeter-totter to the top of the teeter, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You burn out from it. A lot of times, the reason why we feel that developing this healthy lifestyle that we see other people living, the reason that we can't do it is because it just feels like so much work. Like, how do people do this? Clearly, I must be the problem. I just don't have the willpower to eat like this all the time. But in reality, that healthy lifestyle comes with that growth mindset. It comes with finding your middle ground. And it comes with ditching that all or nothing cycle. So some ways that we can sort of break out of this, right? How can we break out of this all or nothing mindset and start working towards that growth mindset of building the life that we're really after without crashing and burning over and over again and feeling like a failure? Because you're not a failure. Your thinking is just a little fucked. But we can fix your thinking. It just takes a little bit of work. So first of all, know that you will mess up, because you will mess up. You are human, and humans are perfectly flawed. It is honestly one of our best features that we have the ability to fuck up and learn from our fuck ups, and that our fuck ups can teach us how to do better, but we have to choose to use fuck ups as a utility of growth. We have to choose to use moments of overeating, moments of skipping workouts, moments of not getting gigs, moments of not selling dances, moments of not getting hired to think, okay, how can I improve? What can I do better? And so just know that you will fuck up along the way. There isn't a perfect day, and waiting for a perfect day or a perfect week or a perfect opportunity or the perfect client, the perfect show, all of these things, they don't exist. So we have to take each day as it arrives. We have to be willing to give however much we can in the moment and know that there will never be a perfect. Number two, we have to avoid those extremes like never, always, only, nothing, right? Never, always, only, nothing. That idea of I'm never eating pizza again, or I always fuck up. I'm only eating salads this week, or there's nothing I can do to make more money. Those are limiting beliefs. They are fixed beliefs. There is something that you can do to grow. There are more opportunities. Those words are limiting your ability because your thoughts, the words that you tell yourself, they create your behaviors, they create your experiences, they create your circumstances. In order to get out of all or nothing mindset, you have to change the way that you approach things. You have to change your language. Over time, you might start to enjoy a 15-minute workout instead of an hour at the gym. You might start to like having salads more often. You might be okay with having a so-so night at the club and not always having a money-making night. You might start to realize you enjoy saying no to gig opportunities because it leaves you more time with a social life. Social life, man, those were great. You remember those? All right, the cat is going to start meowing again. Apologies. Number three, we have to start to dial in our goals. So what is that? We get very vague with our goals. Our goals become, I'm going to start working out. Or my goal is, I will eat healthier. I'll book more gigs. I'm going to make a ton of money tonight. So let's dial, how can we dial that in, right? Instead of I'm going to make a lot of money tonight, it's I will approach 3 customers every hour. I will email 3 producers for a gig every week. I will commit to working out 15 minutes every day. I will incorporate more nutrient-dense foods into every meal. That's a way we can dial in our goals. We can be less vague, and things can feel more attainable to us. We can get specific. We can measure whether or not we're seeing results. If our goals are vague, our results will be vague. Also, you have to know, right? This is the next step on getting out of this all-or-nothing mindset. Food does not define you as a good or a bad person. What you eat, and this can go along as well with your body, right? And in our industry, oftentimes, even though we know that our body does not determine our worth, because we parade around in our underwear for a living, we still get stuck in that mindset of if my body looked better, if my body had a different physique, if I was a few pounds lighter, I'd be making more money. So your food and your body do not define you as a good or as a bad person. Food is food. Some of it has more nutrients, some of it doesn't. Whether you eat fried chicken for dinner or steamed broccoli does not inherently change the type of person that you are. If you're a shitty person, you're a shitty person who eats broccoli. If you're a kind and decent person, you're a kind and decent person who eats fried chicken. The two are not mutually exclusive. Same thing with your body. And this can be the hardest one to wrap our heads around when we're having a bad body image day and we still have to get naked to make money. We still have to entertain other people. We have to put aside our own self-confidence issues in order to keep going. Having cellulite or small breasts or big breasts or a couple extra pounds doesn't make you a good or bad person. It doesn't mean you're worth more or less money than someone who doesn't have those things. So getting our minds wrapped around that idea that our food and our bodies don't define who we are as people. Number five, look forward to your setbacks. This is sort of going back to what I was saying before, right? When you don't get the gig, you don't get the sale, you don't make the money, you don't make it to the gym. Those are your greatest opportunities to learn and to grow, to learn what it takes to make more money, what it takes to get the sale, to develop more patience, to show up more consistently. It's a time to retrain your brain to look for solutions instead of shutting down. Right? As humans, one of our greatest assets that we can continue to develop and evolve, and many of us do continue to develop and evolve over the years. Many people who do not get as far in life as they want, who do not have the successes that they want, who do not ever reach the income level they want or the career opportunities, whatever that is because they limit themselves. They have that fixed mindset that says, well, I'll never do it. I'll always be here. I'll never get the gigs. I'll never be good enough. Instead of saying, what tools and resources do I have available? What can I do? How can I be better? How can I improve myself? So look forward to those setbacks, because every time you have a setback, every time you fuck up, it's an opportunity to do better if you choose to see that opportunity and fucking grab it by the cojones and be like, bitch, nah, we doing better this time. I learned and I'm going to fuck some shit up and I'm going to come back even stronger. Most importantly, and one of my favorite things to preach, though, is that there is no one perfect way. There is no one right way to be healthy. There is no one right way to hustle. You have to find the hustle that works for you, just like you have to find what health is for you. What does healthy look like for you? Because what healthy looks like for you may not be what healthy looks like for someone else. Someone's set weight point, the healthiest weight for their body, may not be the healthiest weight for your body. So this idea of looking at someone else and being like, I want to look like that. I want her body. Why? Do you know what's going on in her head? Maybe she's fucked up as shit in her head. Maybe she hates her body. Maybe she's restricting all of her foods and she's miserable. That would suck. That would suck to take on her body and have to take on all the problems that come with it. So instead of idolizing what other people have, focus on you, what your goals are, what does your ideal healthy life look like, and what small steps can you make to get yourself there? In what ways can you challenge this all or nothing mindset that you're stuck in? And start working towards that growth mindset to really develop this healthy lifestyle that you're after. Because I know at the end of the day, right, it boils down that your body is your business. And you want to feel as best you can and take care of your body as best you can. So how will you use your particular circumstances, your particular likes, your particular quirks, to help you cultivate your own idea of healthy. What is it that you need? What are your goals? Right? Because there's no perfect way. What works for me might not work for you, but my job, my role, is to help you slowly uncover what it is that does work for you so that we can launch you into that healthy, hustling hoe that you want to be. So that's it. That is our all or nothing mindset, why it sucks, why it's holding you back, and what to do to start working towards that growth mindset so that you can catapult your life to where you want it to be versus feeling stuck in a rut where you are. So once again, thank you for listening to this episode of Health Smut. I am Dottie Dynamo. You can find me on Instagram at fitshowgirl. That's FITSHOGRRL. Same thing for Twitter. If you've been listening along, feel free to screenshot this, post it on Twitter or Instagram, tag me so that I know that you've been listening, and keep on hustling, bitch. See you next time.